Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are. You're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears. Lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Gary Butterfield, be quick, I'm tweeting.
This is Brayton Cameron. Gary, what's going on?
Oh, hold on a second. 140. There we go. I've just been updating my Twitter. Sorry to if I sounded rude, but I just wanted to make sure I got all the characters in.
Okay, sure. What's your Twitter?
Oh, I'm surprised we haven't... I just started out. It's www.twitter.com/pitchpod.
Pitchpod.
As you know... Yeah, my first pet's name was Pitchy.
Okay.
And I've always been a big fan of POD. So I just took my two loves and put them together. And,
you're talking about payment on death, right?
Yes, I am. The greatest band of this or any generation. So old Pitchy and then POD came together for my... And mostly, I mean, it's interesting you're calling because, you know, I live a real innovation-focused life. So
yeah.
A lot of times I'm just pitching about stuff that, you know, we've talked about in the past or things we're going to talk about.
Oh, okay. That's what's on your Twitter?
Yeah, it's what I tweet.
Okay. Like, I don't know what that is, but it's at PitchPod. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, at PitchPod. And to remember it, remember Pitchy the Cat and Payment on Death.
Which, unfortunately... Pitchy is no longer with us, so that's kind of fitting.
He died listening to a POD song.
Which one?
When Worlds Collide.
Gary, I'm glad that you're kind of in this mindset, because I have an idea for you. Well,
you are a friend in innovation. Lay it
okay.
on me, buddy.
Well, I mean, not to get too sentimental or precious about it, but you're my best friend. I mean, let's face it. Whenever I have a problem, I can always go to you, and you lend a very understanding ear and often some good advice.
I'm happy to do that, my friend.
So I have been having this problem with my boyfriend. This is a recent issue on its own, is that my girlfriend has decided to regender herself as a boy. She's still the same sex, but she decided that it's better fitting for her to go by boyfriend. So it's all
you really buried the lead on that one. Like, I really thought that would be the most, important part of the conversation, but I kind of came second.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not really. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I respect all genders.
You know, we're still engaging in sexual activity and whatnot. And the thing is like, she's very fond of me walking in Memphis, if you will.
No, I'm not quite sure I follow you. I know it sets the wheels turning in my brain, but I don't think I'm quite there yet.
All right, well, let me explain it to you a little bit better by just explaining what the problem is. When I'm walking in Memphis, Gary, one, it can get real scratchy down there when she's wearing wool underwear. It's kind of real itchy and, like, it tastes like wool and I got fibers on my tongue. And then other times she's wearing, like, he's wearing, like, these kind of satiny, silky underwear. And then they feel kind of like I just feel dirty and greasy. And then other times it's like cotton and that's okay, but then you get like little fuzzies stuck in your teeth, you know? And
mm-hmm.
It's no fun. I don't have a friend in Memphis at that point, you know?
Yeah. Memphis should be a welcoming place.
Yeah.
The metaphorical Memphis. Like that is, you know, it's the birthplace of life. It's the Africa of canals of civilization. Like it's where all things good come to and go from.
I've been having this problem and I'm down there walking in Memphis, and I'm trying to think of things that Memphis is famous for to maybe help me out, and I came up with something. Pizza. Memphis is famous for their pizza.
Famous Memphis side dish pizza.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I was in Memphis on vacation, and, like, ordinarily you get pizza, but this time, so Memphis, I mean, and you know this, but I was just amazed by the way that, pizza is, like, they treat it like French fries. So instead, you get like a steak and then a bunch of pizza on the side.
Yeah,
dish pizza.
It's great. Seidish pizza. Yeah, it's a famous Memphis treat. You have some barbecue, you have some pizza. That's how it goes.
Memphis Seidish pizza. It's a Memphis treat.
Yeah, you remember that. I mean, there's commercials for that all over the radio when you're in Memphis.
When I travel, I just watch the TV, so.
Yeah. So, Gary, I was thinking, again, walking in Memphis, think about it this way. Pizza slices are triangles. Underwear has a tendency for, you know, people who are sexed female, has a tendency to have a triangular shape with some strings. I thought, if I'm walking in Memphis, why don't I have a healthy snack while I'm down there? Pizza panties.
Pizza panties?
Pizza panties. Gary, pizza panties.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea. So is this just like regular old panties, but instead of that ordinary crotch-hiding triangle, you have a delicious slice of pizza?
Yes, that's exactly it. Instead of that, and when you're down there, like I said, walking down Memphis, you can have a slice of pizza.
Oftentimes, I am a voracious, vigorous, like very energetic kind of lingus provider.
Mm-hmm.
And I work up an appetite down there. Like
sure.
Walking, for me, it's like jogging in Memphis.
Yeah.
Really. Like you know, it's a full body workout. And like getting that little kind of extra carb load would really probably lead me through to the end. You know,
yeah,
if you know what
I think it could be very beneficial for everyone involved, but I think it solves the problem of like when you are walking in Memphis and you get all of those weird things in your mouth, and then you normally have to like discreetly kind of spit them out or scrape your tongue on like some sandpaper that you have readily available. These are all normal things that you do during, you know, Memphis walks. That this pizza panties could solve that problem.
Yeah, I mean, like, so I think about all the times I get, like lady hairs in my mouth. But what if those are fennel seeds?
Yes. That would be delicious. And a delightful reminder.
Mm-hmm. And then afterwards you can provide fennel kisses.
Which is something I had not considered. But yes, you're absolutely right. I think the idea is really strong, but we need to take it somewhere new. Like, oh, well, not new. I guess we just have to take it further. I mean, I get the idea of having a piece of pizza that would be attached to a string that would cover your crotch. And this is, I think you could do it for men's G-string type underwear. You could even go so far as if you got a like kind of a thin crust, a crispier crust to get like a C-string. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Or like a banana hammock and it can be a dessert pizza with bananas and frosting and applesauce.
That would be hilarious. Yes, the banana hammock.
Yeah, with chocolate-covered frozen bananas.
The for the pizza penis.
So one of the things I'm thinking of with the pizza panties is like, so there are a lot of, what we should really take advantage of here, there are a lot of variations of pizza, and there are a lot of variations of panties, right? So pizza panties, let me just toss off some words. Let's free associate for a little bit.
Okay.
Deep dish.
Like a bikini cut.
New York style.
Thong.
Pizza Marguerite.
Hipster.
Personal pan.
Tanga.
Stuffed crust.
Control briefs.
Calzone.
Boy shorts.
Ooh, I like that. Boy shorts, calzones.
I think that one good... has legs.
They all have legs. With pizza panties.
Well, hopefully.
Your appetite will have legs. With pizza panties.
That's really good. I like that. Your appetite will have legs. I think this is a thing that like a woman or a man could, you know, they get home after a hard day's work, they go out on a date, I mean, it's probably not the first date, third date, whatever you want to call it, and they, you know, they go home, they put on their pizza panties. I don't think it's an everyday, like, all-day thing, because, I mean, it's still food down there.
Right, right.
And then,
I thought about that, too, yeah.
I don't know what to call it. It's like a special bonus for the person who gets the chance to walk in Memphis, you know, like
it's like lingerie. Like you don't wear lingerie to the office. You wear lingerie when you go out and you really want to, you know, to get somebody to come into your Memphis with their mouth.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's excellent. And I'm just thinking about the surprise factor, right? So like, you know, Spencer's, lady dildo, like Avon parties, like all these things, love novelty sex gifts.
Yeah, yeah, you're.
I'm getting ready. Lover's Lane, Adam and Eve.
Everybody's got a Lover's Lane somewhere in their town. What if Lover's Lane started delivering?
Hey, that is a great idea as well. Because
right,
you don't know when you're going to do this. You know, like when you're going to need to. You know, you don't know when someone's going to walk into your Memphis and like. You know, maybe it's short notice. You know, your boyfriend was going to work, but now he's got fired, so he's going to come over and do something with you, and you just got to, you know, hurry up and get some pizza panties. But you've eaten all of your other pizza panties because they're also food, right? Mm-hmm. So you just need one, like, quickly, like, you know, delivered in your orgasm in 30 minutes or less, or your pizza panties on me.
Yeah, I think you would call up, you know, your local Lover's Lane. You would call up either Rebecca, who works there, or, I don't know, probably like a pervy dude named Steve, and then say, hey, I would like some pizza panties. I would like the boy's short calzone. I would like a Pepsi, excuse me, a box of condoms, and a suit that makes me look like Dominatrix Mario.
And so that's Lover's Lane carrying a little bit of pizza. If pizza places carried a little bit of pizza panties, like you could just call up like your local Little Pleasers and get them to deliver you some there. You know, like they have pizza and pizza panties.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. So you could go and get a Hot and Ready.
Little Pleasers.
Pleasers. Yeah. That's really good, Gary. That's really good.
Yeah, so you go down to your Little Pleasers, get yourself a Little Pleaser.
Yeah, and you know what the thing is that as long as these are relatively cheap, I think they'll just fly off of the shelves or out of the ovens or what have you.
So what kind of price point are you thinking?
Well, I mean, they are edible, but it is pretty high tech. It is still a pizza. So if you're paying like a normal like $3 for a slice of pizza, I think this would probably bump it up to $5, maybe $6.
Sure, like a really high-end pizza price, but just kind of a medium-end pizza.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this
or
is...
Or even a low-end in the case of Little Pleasers.
Yeah, I think we're passing by Tombstones or Jack's pizzas, and we're into DiGiorno territory for sure. Maybe even like a, you know, like a higher end pizza that you would get at a like a Whole Foods.
Your DiGiorgasm, you won't believe it's not delivery.
DiGiorgasm?
Yeah, there we go.
This is really good. This is coming together, Gary. I could walk in Memphis again. Like, tomorrow, the way this idea is coming together.
Despite your girlfriend's confusing gender thing that we set up.
Yeah, my boyfriend.
Boyfriend, yes.
It's new to me, so I apologize if I screwed up a little bit. And sir, if you're listening, I apologize.
I think this sounds great. One quick question I have, though. What are we looking at for the back? So, as everybody knows, a panty is two pieces. You got the triangle obstacle, and then you got the back part that is, you know... More or less superfluous for my purposes, but like what happens there in pizza panties?
It's cardboard, just like you would have in a normal delivery pizza.
That is an excellent idea. That's real good. And I imagine the way that it shapes a female behind is scrumptious. Like, are they cardboard shaped like human buttocks?
Yeah, kind of molded off of a stereotype of sizes. I mean, yeah. Every woman's different. Every dude's different. But, you know, if you're getting a large, it's going to kind of give you a roomier fit of cardboard than it would, you know.
Some women are large and some women are personal pan.
Like, yeah, I know.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you get a slice, sometimes you want the whole pie.
Absolutely. This sounds great. So have you considered at all, perhaps, a merger of this with Booze Foods, and we could unite three of our greatest pleasures in one?
Okay, I'm listening to where this is going. Are you thinking about like a pizza pantini?
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
I mean, this is more technology, and I think maybe if we had some sort of like kind of a warm liquid bladder system that we could put around the butt and then attach that to the pizza and the string, then there would really be somewhere. But like maybe that idea will come to us later down.
That's I don't know. That's definitely something rife with possibilities, but
yeah.
But you got me. I'm in on whatever level you need me in.
Training delivery boys. Investors. I need some product testers. Because these pizza panties aren't going to eat themselves.
I got an erotic weekend ahead of me then. I will test the shit out of these products.
Yeah, I know. I'm really excited to bring this up to my boyfriend and see what he thinks. And I think it's going to go really well.
I wish you wink. in your endeavor.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Gary.
You're welcome. Not to get too crass or anything, but, you know, we all know that, like, one, you know, walking in Memphis is one of the greatest acts that a human can perform of heroism, and
yeah.
Essentially, like, a, you know, the greatest generation.
Well, you know, one has to tread lightly when walking in Memphis. Yeah, you know, it's like touching down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain, and the Delta is a triangle just like the pizza panties.
Yeah, the Delta Triangle. Yeah, and it seems like the kind of thing where it's like I'm going out on a date, put on my blue suede shoes, you know, and then just go do some walking in Memphis.
Yeah, but do I really feel the way I feel?
You will, with pizza panties.
With pizza panties. Okay, do we have a quick jingle for pizza panties?
Yeah, let me just, as you know, phone is set up right next to my piano.
Okay.
See, like something like, put on your blue suede shoes and your board pizza panties, and I'm walking in Memphis with your panties on my mouth. Yeah, I'm walking in Memphis. I'm gonna give you an orgasm with my mouth. Pizza panties. This orgasm.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know how the melody came to me, but...
That's really good. That's really good, Gary. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you're very welcome. I'm here for support, as previously established.
All right. Well, I'm going to start cooking some pizzas and making some prototypes. I think my boyfriend just came home, and he gets upset when I don't have dinner on the table. So I got to get going.
Sure, sure. Yeah, well, I'll talk to you later. Again, good luck.
Okay.
Wish your boyfriend well. Wink.
Thanks.
Wink.
I'll talk to you later, Gary.
Good night.
Bye.
I have to go in.
Just for that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Were we going to... I have to go eat.
Okay. I was just going to sing a whole verse of the song, or the bridge, just so that you could understand the context.
I sadly... okay, lay it on me. Never mind.
They got catfish on the table. They got gospel in the air. And Reverend Green would be glad to see you. When you haven't got a prayer, but boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. That was me playing the piano. You could hear
I heard that. There's also just a nice staccato, like,